Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
Hey, it's Funk Roberts, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 71, and in this episode, we are going to talk about 5G, we're going to talk about EMFs, and we're going to talk about what it's doing to our testosterone, what it's doing to our hormones, what it's doing to our sleep, because we got the EMF guy on this podcast episode today. And if you guys don't know who I am, my name is Funk Roberts, former professional athlete, and I'm now known around the world as the guy who helps men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond get in the best shape of their lives. And I'm here to help you. And on this podcast, we talk about nutrition, we talk about workouts, we talk about mindset, recovery, supplementation, we talk about sleep and everything that has to do with men's health and helping men who are aging get into the best shape of their lives. And like I said before, today I'm really excited. We got Nick, the EMF guy, Pino, talking about EMFs, talking about 5G. And you know, when I first, when his team first reached out to me, about a summit that's coming out, the EMF Hazard Summit, which I will post some links to. I was a little skeptical because 5G, oh, okay, here we go. We got this, conspiracy theorist 5G thing. And then I realized that for me, I'm all about education and learning and understanding and open mind. And I don't know much about the dangers of 5G or when people talk about 5G. I didn't know about EMFs and what they were and EMF pollution, electromagnetic fields. But now I do. And now you're going to, because it is something that for men over 40, we need to be aware of. And we've talked about stuff like this before, not about the electromagnetic fields that are affecting our hormones, but more about the electric, how it's affecting our sleep, right? That's how we've talked about it before, but this now adds another layer of why we want to remove certain things from our bedroom, why we want to, maybe change the way our home offices are so that it's not emitting pollution, electro pollution, and other things, and how it's affecting our hormones and how it's affecting our lives. And so I'm really excited for you guys to listen to this because, again, open mind. There is no conspiracy. This is not a tinfoil hat thing. This is educating you on what's going on and what you can do, practical things you can do. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to go extreme. Just the practical things that you can do to start to eliminate the pollution that's happening and affecting your hormones, affecting your families, and affecting your health. But before we get into this podcast, who loves greens? Who loves greens? When I talk about greens, I'm talking about greens powders. Who loves them? Nobody. Nobody. I love greens, says nobody, until my Funk supplements, supercharged greens in mixed berries and also in peach mango. And the reason why I say that is because generally when you, when you're taking greens powders, they're disgusting. You try to hide it in certain drinks. You try to add certain things to it so that it's not as gross. It doesn't taste grassy. It doesn't taste bland. Those are the things that you try to do when you're eating, when you're taking greens. Here's the thing though, they'll taste gross. You know, like you're not looking forward to it, even though you know you should be taking it. If you're not getting it in your nutrition, most of us aren't. I know that because I look at the plates that my guys in the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood post. Like we post our meals so that we can critique and make sure that we're all eating healthy. We don't judge, but I see that not a lot of guys eat a lot of vegetables, fruits, superfoods, things that are going to help our health. So that's why I, and even me, because I never had greens, because greens are disgustingly and gross. But until now, like I said, we've got our supercharged greens. I know they taste great because I look forward to mixed berries or peach mango. I have it every morning with my breakfast or my first meal of the day. I know you guys can probably not see this if you're listening to this. Supercharged greens, funksupplements.com. I've got the link. Go to funksupplements.com. Supercharged green. Use the code podcast10 to get 10% off. There's over 70 ingredients in here. We've got green food and plant blends. I've got land vegetable blends. I got sea vegetable blends. I've got antioxidants, vitamins, minerals. I've got phytonutrients. I've got plant oils, and it tastes amazing. In fact, so many people who taste this, including my wife, including my family, they can't get enough of it. They look forward to it. I look forward to it. People are like, man, I've been my buddy Don, who's in the program, he's like, you know what? I've been using greens for 20 years and I can never find one that tastes good. I don't like them until now. These greens, I look forward to the greens. So guys, jump in on funksupplements.com, use the code podcast10 to get 10% off, an additional 10% off because it is on sale. Grab your greens, get one mixed berry, get one peach mango. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. And you'll also get the greens that you need, the fruits, the vegetables, the superfoods that you need on a daily basis to help with fat loss, to help with weight loss, to help build muscle, and to help your overall health. That being said, speaking about overall health and not polluting your body with disgusting food, let's not pollute our body with electromagnetic fields. Let's listen to Nick, the EMF guy, Pinot, educate us on what EMFs, 5Gs, and electro pollution is doing to our hormones and how we can avoid them. Enjoy the podcast with Nick, the EMF guy, Pinot. We are live, we are live, we are live, and welcome to the Over 40 Podcast, episode number 71. And I'm here today with my amazing guest, Nick Pinot. And the reason why we are here is because we're going to talk about EMFs. And if you don't know what EMFs are, you're not alone, because I didn't really know much about what that was. But Nick is going to explain that to us, because listen, guys, there's a lot of things, you know, for us, as we get older, it's all about maximizing our hormones, our testosterone, while we keep estrogen at bay, cortisol at bay. But we could be, you know, working out, getting the right workouts, getting the right recovery, you know, nutrition can be on point. We could be sleeping, getting our 7 to 9 hours sleep. And then you go and get your testosterone levels checked. You're like, funk, why did my testosterone level decrease 50 points? Or why did it decrease 100 points? What's going on? Well, it could be EMFs. It could be 5G. It could be other things that are around you that you're not even aware of that can be affecting our most important hormones. So today, welcome Nick Pinot. How are you? Bonjour.
And welcome. Bonjour. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, it's great. So let's start off by talking about what EMFs are and, you know, just explaining that to me and the listener.
Sure. So EMF stands for electromagnetic fields or electromagnetic frequencies. We're talking about one of the main ones that people are very familiar with is emitted by their phone, right? The phone connects to a cell phone tower wirelessly, or maybe to a Bluetooth device such as Bluetooth headphones, or there could be also Wi-Fi involved. So all of these are example of EMF signals that connect your phone and other objects to other objects. And this is a brand new type of, let's say, electro pollution that we have not been exposed to except in the last few decades.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So, because I mean, cell phones, I mean, I'm, you know, 52, so I've only been living with a cell phone, well, maybe half my life, but before that, you know, I didn't really have to worry too much about exactly. That. Maybe I did. How did you get into this? Like, how did you, what brought you into this? This niche.
Yeah, I started with nutrition, you know, and I published several eBooks on nutrition, and we were in the same circles. A lot of people like Ben Pekulski or Nick Nielsen, you know, yes. even the Jason Perugia, and I wrote some articles for Jason back in the day. So I was talking about nutrition and really food quality. I like talking about little known topics, for example, you know, how to pick the right grass-fed beef. So making sure that your food is of quality, not only just the calories, but also the nutritional content, for example, and how to decipher at the grocery store what to buy. So that was really my start as, let's say, a journalist by experience, if you will, and copywriter by trade. So I started writing about health 12 years ago, just out of self-interest. And then the rest is history. And 5 years ago, I stumbled upon the topic of EMFs and cell phone dangers and these kind of things. And, you know, I thought it wasn't serious at first, like right. most people listening to this. Oh, there's probably no danger, right? Everyone uses a cell phone. A lot of people use the argument, well, if it was so dangerous, then everyone would be dead, kind of extreme views on it. But the reality is that there's a lot of science that's been emerging in the last few decades showing that there are effects. And for sure, it's still a controversial topic because we're being told by, let's say, health authorities that, oh, there's nothing there. But if I can give some examples of people that people maybe will be familiar with who know about EMFs and do something about it, well, there's Ben Pikulski, who interviewed me on this podcast very recently, Jason Perugia also, and also the late Charles Poliquin. You know, he read my book and endorsed my book right before he passed, unfortunately, and we were in communication. There's also Paul Check that some people might be familiar with as a top guy that's a big pioneer in the industry. So all of these people have one thing in common where they realized, well, they looked at the science, most of them, around EMFs. And especially when, for this discussion, we're going to talk about fertility and testosterone. In 2011, you know, there's been a decision at the WHO, the World Health Organization, that these EMFs, radio frequency radiation is the right scientific term, it's a class 2B carcinogen. And that's a low classification. That's a possible carcinogen. In other words, we don't know if it's a carcinogen or not. So that's, and of course, cancer is a big concern. But again, that's not an immediate effect. It's more an effect you should worry about later in life. Like it could be a 40-year lag before you develop brain cancer, for example. But nowadays, the science has emerged even more than in 2011. So 10 years later, we have substantial evidence that it should be reclassified as a class 2A or 1 carcinogen. A class 1 carcinogen, two examples that people will be very familiar with, where these examples, we know we should avoid them, smoking and asbestos. So both of them are bad for you in the long run. But that's cancer, you know, and a lot of people, like people listening to this, might say, well, you know what, I have no intention of getting cancer because I stay in shape. I watch what I eat, I optimize my hormones, and that's true. I think that the population who preventatively does all these steps for their health, they're going to stay in shape for a long time and hopefully die in their sleep at 130 with a smile, right? That's my plan, at least.
Mine too.
Try to stay very healthy and very sharp throughout your life and, you know, keep good testosterone levels, still be active physically, even sexually, up until your hundreds, if possible. This is really what I wish for everyone. But the reality is that the short-term effects of EMFs that have been well reported in the last 20 years is a reduction in all the measurements of sperm quality. So if you're 30, 40, even 50, you're trying to conceive, this is a big issue if you have your phone in your pocket 24/7, and most men do. And you know, the Cleveland Clinic, which is a very mainstream, very prestigious medical institution in the US, said in 2011 in their documentation around men and fertility that among the top 5 things to avoid which could harm your fertility was keeping a phone in the pocket. The problem is the memo didn't reach the population, right? No one knows that. Like, who's talking about it? So this is really what angers me personally, is the lack of information. So a very easy action step right there is, if you have your phone in your pocket, it should be off, or you can hit that airplane mode button. So it doesn't have to be just in the airplane, right? I just came back from a business trip and it's like, oh, put your phone in airplane mode. And I'm like, well, we should be on airplane mode too if it's touching your body. And then if you're at your desk like this, you put your phone in front of you, right? Not in the pocket. And right there, it might be in the scope of this discussion, might be one of the most important action steps to take.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. That's huge. And that's, you know, for, I like when you talked about, you know, there's science behind it, because everything that I do, everything about my program, everything that, you know, when I write books, what have you, is I back it by science, by research, what's out there. And when I got the email from you guys in regards to EMFs, the first thing I did was, okay, let's look at some of the research, looking at research right now, 5 days a week, for 4 weeks, you know, 900 megahertz of EMF causes, you know, decrease in testosterone, right? There's a study right there. And I was like, all right, we gotta start letting people know more about this and understanding what it's all about. And so I like that we have some action steps right away. The phone is that big thing, but what other things out there should we be looking at in regards to this?
The second aspect I would say is, for sure, anything, if you have wearables that are Bluetooth and these kind of things, and they're anywhere near your groin area, it will be problematic for fertility. And I did mention fertility because that's the strongest science we have. However, like saying that, oh, well, I don't care about fertility. For example, I don't want kids. Maybe I got the SNP, right? No, I want no kids. Like, I'm 50. I'm done with that. Fine. However, if it's impacting your fertility, chances are it's impacting your hormonal production. And there's sufficient rat studies and even human studies showing a reduction in testosterone. And the evidence is kind of, you know, it's sometimes it has an effect, sometimes it has not. But precaution is, I think, what a lot of people listening to this are really focused onto. So these are precautions that you should take. Even if it doesn't bring benefit, it doesn't do harm to just change your habits around it. So I have to mention that. Second thing, when it comes to testosterone and recovery, I think keeping a normal hormonal profile throughout life is really about getting enough sleep, and sleep of a high quality, where you get in deep sleep, you can repair your muscles, you train hard, you want to repair. And also, this is when you're going to have your hormonal production at night. And this is especially important for men. And I don't know about you guys, but personally, if I train, sometimes I try training a second day, very heavy deadlifts. And if I don't get that sleep in, I feel my libido goes out the window. And I mean, I'm 34, so I'm very young still, but I see a difference in my libido, for example, my fortitude, my energy, if I overdo it and I underdo it on the sleep side. So it's super important to sleep enough. And the problem with these EMFs is that there are several studies linking these EMFs with a reduction in melatonin, which is the most important, one of the most important sleep hormones in your body, and also a very strong antioxidant, anti-cancer, which is maybe why it's a carcinogen, maybe just because people can get a little bit less sleep quality. So if only that, it could impact your testosterone via this route, disrupting your sleep, and then hence disrupting your hormonal profile over time. So what you should do, again, is think about proximity. So what is near your pillow that could be emitting these wireless signals? Mm-hmm. Oftentimes it's a phone. Sometimes people have a laptop in the room. They have a phone, a tablet. And I mean, some people would have 20 different things, including maybe Alexa, you know, all sorts of gadgets. And especially men, we are guilty of loving our gadgets, but guilty in the sense that, unfortunately, we're bringing a lot of this electrical pollution inside the bedroom. So what I wanted you to think about is, how many of these can you put on airplane mode, or just get out of the room, or put them off at night, including even your Wi-Fi router. Some people have the Wi-Fi router very close to the bedroom. For some people, it's far away. If it's far away, it's preferable. But even then, you can put it on the Christmas light timer, you know, and turn it off at night. And most men see a difference in their sleep quality when they do that, when they turn off these machines at night. And the mechanisms are not really clear, but it really looks like these EMFs are keeping you kind of riled up and excited, in a sense, stressed. Whereas your body wants to go to that nervous system mode, that parasympathetic mode of rest and digest. And this is where you get your recovery, your repair, you can clean your brain, and you can feel refreshed in the morning, and you can optimize your hormone that way. So EMFs, really it's one, the impact on your hormonal production directly if you have a phone in your pocket or something that impacts you right there. For example, a laptop on the lap would be equally bad because, again, you know, you're connected with wireless. And I know it's tempting to use it on the lap because a lot of people do. It's very practical. Maybe you're on the sofa or different workstations, but it's not recommended because, again, you have a very close proximity. There's one study where sperm quality went dramatically down after just 4 hours of laptop exposure. So, you know, and of course, sperm quality can go back. And that's the advantage for men compared to women. Women have a set of eggs for life, and that's their fertility. So they can get damaged and they have lifetime consequences. For us, after 2 months, you know, the entire system just replenishes itself. However, there might be long-term impacts to your hormonal production. And I mean, these are glands that are very, very fragile and can be impacted, for example, by xenoestrogens, like the plastics and environments and things like that. That is brand new research. We realize how much our hormonal production is partially dependent on all these outputs of toxic stuff we shouldn't have in our bodies. So it's part of that. Think about it as part of all these things that we should be avoiding as best we can. And it's not to become crazy about it, but just take a very sane approach, start reducing, turn these machines off at night. And most people feel like they have better sleep. So why not try it?
Yeah, I think that's amazing. You know, the third pillar in my program is sleep, right? Because again, my program is about helping men naturally increase testosterone. Of course, all of the other, benefits from doing that, losing weight, building muscle, all of those things will come when you focus on, you know, that hormone and balancing the hormone. So sleep is huge. And when we talk about sleep and getting better sleep, we talk about not being on your phones or not being, you know, in front of your laptop, because our goal is to increase melatonin at night, right? And when you're on your laptop and you're going through your phone or you're thinking about, you know, what you have to do tomorrow, you know, and that's going in your head, your cortisol levels are high, other hormones that you don't want to be secreting is there at night, and it's the melatonin that we want. So here's another reason. Here's another reason why removing a lot of that electric blue light, electronics out of the bedroom. You know, I always try to tell people that the bedroom is for two things: sleep and sex. That's it. You know, and when you can do that, when you can start to focus on that. Sure, if you're downstairs, you're looking at, you know, you're just clean, you know, doing your last bit of work, you know, they have to get done before you go to work tomorrow, or you're, you know, just going through your last emails. You put that away, you put that downstairs, right? No one should be calling you at night. You know, I guess if you have to have your phone close to you, you know, if you're expecting something, but generally speaking, you don't really need your phone in the bedroom. Go to sleep, get up in the morning, and you know, you want to remove as much as you can, as much radiation as you can surrounding you, specifically because the importance of sleep is massive. It's massive when it comes to hormones. It's massive when it comes to recovery. It's massive when it comes to building muscle, burning fat, all of those things. So I like that that's one of the things that you're talking about when it comes to EMFs. And now there's another reason why we should be focusing on that. And like you said, it's not about going crazy. Okay, now I have a Sonos here, a Sonos here. I got my phone here. I've got this light here. It's not about going crazy. It's just removing things that you don't need, right? Removing things that you don't need.
It's all the opportunities you have to minimize exposure. It's like food toxins or other things like that that don't serve you. If you're able to eat organic from time to time or with certain veggies that we know are sprayed with more pesticides, well, how to quantify what is it doing if you eat, I don't know, organic lettuce instead of regular? It's hard to quantify. However, these are just common sense steps that you can start cleaning up your diet a little bit, and your body will probably thank you for it. You know, processing pesticides, your body can handle it, but it's an extra stress. So if you want to minimize the stress and then control how much stress your body is under because you want to maintain these high testosterone levels, well, you gotta watch out for these environmental outputs that are not serving you. So you want to control how much stress is in your bucket, or else you might feel like you're really exhausted all day, and it's kind of going overboard for your adrenals and for your entire systems. And I want to mention about blue light. That's important to mention, that blue light and excessive artificial light, it's all part of the electromagnetic spectrum. So when we think about it, it's just a visible part of these EMFs, right? So we have also invisible EMFs that we know can heal us or harm us, like infrared. So it can cause too much heat, it can burn you, but it can also serve you if you go to a sauna and can make you sweat. But when we go to the invisible spectrum, a little bit lower than light, you have microwave radiation or radio frequency, which we've been talking about. So the reason it might impact melatonin is some researchers think that these invisible EMFs are detected by your body just like visible light. So in other words, you think you shut down all the lights and maybe you didn't look at your cell phone, but your phone is pinging, right? Because you didn't put on airplane mode. Maybe you didn't listen to this show. After that, I'm sure you're going to change the habit, hopefully. But if you didn't do that, now it's pinging, and it's as if your body is picking up that there's a blinking light in your environment. So it's a little bit difficult to think about it in this way, because we don't see these things compared to light. Light is obvious. Like if you're in a very bright lit room at night, you're going to be annoyed. You're going to be like, okay, shut these down. Mm-hmm. But we don't see the radio frequency from your phone, so you don't think it's there. You can detect it using EMF detectors and things like that, which is a little bit more advanced, but it's there. If your phone is open, every few seconds it's going to beep to the tower and back. And also, if a text comes in or any information or automatic updates or app updates, it's going to emit a lot and it's going to be close to your face. So if you do expect a call, for example, I have busy parents, you know, and they have teenagers, they tell me, Nick, well, that's very unrealistic. My teenagers are just starting to going out at night past, I don't know, past 10, and I'm very concerned, right? I need to be on call. If there's anything, they're in trouble. So you put the phone as far away from the pillow as possible. So in my case, maybe I'll have it on, like, this is my office / bedroom, as you can see. So I would have it maybe here in the corner of this room, and it would be a good 10 to 12 feet from my pillow. So that's still very good, you know, compared to 1 foot from the pillow. Mm-hmm. Or even the worst that I've seen is the percentage of teenagers who sleep with their phone under the pillow. Or almost say it's the new teddy bear, right? Virtually, it's like, yeah, exactly, right here on the chest. So it's not good when it comes to sleep, I can tell you that. And there's even heart doctors that really stress the importance of not having the phone near the heart for all sorts of reasons, including heart health. And some people get weird symptoms. And I spoke with Dr. Jack Wolfson, and I know there's also a cardiologist, Dr. Sinatra, who talks about these patients, men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, they come to the office, they have weird heart symptoms, and they say, my God, do I have heart troubles? And they have a phone in the pocket. And for some of them, it's a sort of sensitivity, if you will. The heart, it tries to regulate the rhythm through using our own EMS electricity. So if you put a phone right there, there might be disruption. And in fact, what's kind of ironic is that people with pacemakers now, there's big warnings that they should not have a phone near the pacemaker because that's the artificial version of a heart, and it works with electrical signals too. But we know that the phones might be harmful. In fact, there's now an official warning for Apple iPhone 12 that the new technology MagSafe on there that is used for different things, I think for wireless charging, can really disrupt the pacemaker. So there's been even one scientific study that came out two, three months ago about that said, wow, this is kind of concerning because Apple puts out products and they're not really compatible with pacemakers. So it could be dangerous for people who are not aware of this, but we don't hear a lot about this. So this is what I'm a little bit, I don't know, disillusioned that the tech industry really developed these products. And then after that, we have to realize, oh my God, it's not designed the right way. It should be shielded, or maybe it should, we should tell people straight up not to put it on their body. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, we're just in this bad spot where most people are not informed about this.
Yeah, no, I feel your pain. I feel the frustration because for a long time, there was not a lot of health information for men over 40. It was just people over 40, mostly women. So I was in the same part. It's like, man, like we just don't, the guys just don't know the workouts to do, the nutrition, the sleep. Like they don't even know that testosterone is what they should be focusing on. Like if I talk to a guy and I tell them that, hey, it's your testosterone levels, that if you just focused on increasing testosterone, of course, while minimizing estrogen, cortisol, and all the other things, your life will completely change. Your health will completely change. It's like testosterone. I thought that was just to get massive and big and I don't want to be a douchebag. It's like, no, that's our lifeline. So I know where you're coming from with this as well. So where else, like we talked about phones, two things I want to talk about. I want to hit 5G because I hear everyone talking about 5G, 5G, 5G.
Yeah.
You know, like am I a conspiracy? What's happening? My wife and I was like, my wife's like, this gotta be a 5G thing. Inform me about 5G. What is it? What do I need to know about it? What's going on?
Yeah, there's been crazy stuff that has been said about 5G. This is not my favorite time in my career in the last 2 years with everything that was said about 5G. You know, I started writing my book and doing this research in 2016. And 5G wasn't around, but the dangers were already around. And I told you, you know, 2011, that was a decision that it's a class 2B carcinogen. So that was before 5G. So the reality is that 5G is just another technology that's added on top of the bad thing, the bad envelope that's electropollution. And a lot of people tend to forget that. They say, oh no, it's the 5G that's bad. No, in fact, the Wi-Fi and the 3G and the 4G and everything and Bluetooth also, these are all similar technologies that are probably carcinogenic and probably impact your testosterone and sperm production and probably impair your sleep. So it's everything besides 5G is already bad enough. So now we add the fifth generation. 5G is for fifth generation of cellular networks. Yeah. And what they're adding is more towers closer to you. The phones are going to become even stronger. So we're thinking about most scientists who study that stuff say, well, it doesn't make sense to roll out new technologies that are even stronger and potentially more harmful when we know that the current stuff is problematic. So it's a bit difficult because there's, on one hand, there's the scientists that say, well, we should put a stop to this. There's the industry that says, well, no stop because we want new phones and cool tech. And consumers say, I want the cool tech too, and I don't want to hear about the dangers that much. So many people prefer not to really hear about it, don't want to hear about it. Now, don't even tell me. I mean, it's going to make me anxious, right? So the 5G, to me, there's been so many crazy stuff said about it. The way I put it very simply is it more of a bad thing. That's it. So if we switch to 5G, there's going to be 6G around. They're already thinking about it, have been for a few years. You know, the industry at the moment is kind of crazy. Everything goes so fast. Everything evolves. There's new phones, new processing power, 5 cameras. I cannot even keep up with it, or I would be purchasing a phone every other month. So it's kind of mad, but at the moment it's moving in the wrong direction. Another reason to minimize what you can minimize. And that's the thing. We can do some things about the towers and things like that, but you cannot turn them off with the press of a button. But you can turn off your router. You can turn off your phone at night. You can develop these healthier habits. Maybe you're at the gym and you decide to use your phone. Like I see people using it on their arm or even in the pocket while they're lifting weights. And that's cool. But you can pre-download your music or podcast and not be streaming all the time. That's another bad habit a lot of people have. You know, they don't think twice about it. Maybe they have these unlimited phone plans that are becoming super popular. And of course, you have unlimited, so why would you care? But well, the reason is while it's downloading, it's emitting a lot of this electromagnetic pollution. And if you have it here, if you have it on your arm, well, not as dangerous potentially, but some people report effects that are immediate where you wear something. So, for example, there's been studies that came out about Apple watches and wearables where people develop little rashes or even some people develop a wrist pain that they think, oh, maybe it's my computer habits. And it depends. A lot of people won't. I'm talking about a small percentage of users, maybe 10%, maybe less, that they feel the impact is kind of keeping them a little bit inflamed. So an exercise is this: if that's you and you have wearables all day, if you realize that, oh, my wrist is always like I have tension, or maybe I have tension, like, is it the weights? Well, maybe it's just hindering your recovery a little bit. So you might take breaks from time to time, or not wear it at night and things like that. But I understand the reality that a lot of athletes, a lot of people that are health conscious have these tracking devices, and they're also useful to your life. So, you know, it's not about eliminating all of them, but think about the things that you have control over and that are really the best bang for buck, like the low hanging fruit in your life. And most of it is putting your phone on airplane mode at night, and when you have it in your pocket right there, maybe turning off your Wi-Fi router, for example. And if you use a laptop and you're an entrepreneur on top of being an athlete, for sure, I would say not use it on the lap or as little as possible. It means use it on a desk, on a kitchen table, on a counter, and it will create a lot of distance between your gonorrhea and that radiation. Yeah,
isn't it crazy? It's called laptop, and
and that's like unfortunate.
The worst place that for men anyway.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Unfertility, and yeah, the struggle between science and an industry is so common. Like with nutrition, for instance, you know, we tell you, you know, I don't want to hear that sugar's bad. I don't want to hear that I can't eat this. I don't want to hear that I can't eat that. You know, science, like, guys, no, don't eat this. Don't eat this. This is what happens. The industry and people are like, no. I don't want to hear about that. Same thing with what's going on with the pandemic. We know there's, you know, so many different things, one side versus the other. And then this as well with the, you know, science is saying, you know, all of this EMF and the electro pollution that's going on is going to harm us. Meanwhile, the industry is like, no, we got to keep going. We got to, you know, and if people are looking towards that way. But you mentioned something about downloading your stuff on your phone. And that's so funny that you said that, because, you know, I have a fitness app and we're upgrading the app. And one of the things that we talked about with the app was, hey, you know, we need to have a way for people to be able to download the workouts in the app so that they don't have to be streaming the workouts, right? Because you're using the same workouts every month. So just download those workouts, and then now you have it downloaded. You can turn off your phone, you can do airplane mode and what have you.
Exactly. I must mention, I mean, and not to be judgmental, but I see a lot of athletes. I train at a gym that's a bit of a garage gym here in Montreal, where there's like NHL players. And like, I do see very high level, like Olympic athletes, whatnot. And some of them, every other set, they're kind of texting and doing other things. And these guys are high level. I'm not. I mean, I'm just a very amateur lifter. But again, they would probably have a better workout if they put on airplane mode. They don't have these distractions, and maybe someone doesn't tell them about a fire to put out. If they're an entrepreneur, it's even worse, because we have a lot of demands. So if you're not focused here, well, your workout probably is going to suffer. So if you can try to better compartmentalize your life, in a sense where you're at the gym, Don't bother me, right? Totally, yeah. And just call the front desk if you need me, but just in case of emergency, right? So it's also something to be said that in general, these technologies are very distracting, and it makes it harder for us to just focus on one thing and be very present with the weights. And I know if you talk to guys like Ben Pakulski, and I heard him talk about how he achieved such high levels, right? That Mr. Olympia and Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? Kind of thinking about the set and the muscle contraction. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of focus. You probably don't want every 30 seconds to be like answering like, oh, LOL, smiley face, and like having conversations at the same time. So it's probably a bad habit to just remove. And if you do have your phone for tracking purposes and whatnot, which I'm often using on my phone, airplane mode, and it's great that you want to develop this app that way, in a sense where there's offline content too. Yeah. And even on Spotify, you can select the songs that you want offline. It's pre-downloaded. You can still listen to your favorite workout on the Apple Podcast app or any other equivalent. You can do that as well. You pre-download them. So this is really just an habit to develop. You have your stuff pre-downloaded. You go on a run, and you won't be bothered by anything, and you won't have also this electro pollution being emitted towards your body.
Yeah, that's great. Where else should we be aware of EMFs? Where else? Like, what other, like, it, you say the phone and, you know, the towers, but like, what if, are there places where people work that they may be, okay, so where else would that be? There may be
danger. Yeah, well, exactly. It's, you got to focus on the rooms where you spend the most time in your life. Mm-hmm. So it's mainly the bedroom. If you sleep 8 hours per night, that's a third of your life right there. If you work in an office environment and you spend another third of your life there, well, you should at least consider doing something about it. So there's no perfect answer there because a lot of people use Wi-Fi. So when you use Wi-Fi, you're in front of a laptop, at least don't use it on the lap. So that's first. Right. If you're in an office environment, some people prefer working kind of on a sofa or moving workstations. Unfortunately, it's not the right habit to have it on the lap. There are some platforms that exist that can block the radiation. There's Defender Shield or these kind of companies, and it can help. It's not perfect, but it can help. So if you still want to keep that habit and you say, no, Nick, this is the only way I work on a laptop. Okay, well, do consider these products. But in the end, it's really having it on a desk is safer. And then you can consider moving one step forward is having a wired computer, a wired internet connection. And that's still possible, believe it or not. Some people ask me, like, oh, well, that's like the old technology, right? No, it's still possible to wire up your computer. So it means that there's a wire, physical Ethernet cable going from your router to your computer. And that's the way I do it in this office. One of the reasons I've done it is for health, and because my son was born 3.5 years ago, we decided to cut off Wi-Fi at home completely. But we have Ethernet cables, so you can wire in your phone. There's little dongles that you can use between a Lightning port on your iPhone and Ethernet. And the advantage of doing that, of course, it's a no radiation technology, but on top of that, it's super fast and reliable.
Yes.
So in my business, when I do these and I want to stream like this Razer camera, full HD, 60 FPS and all that, if I have Wi-Fi here, it's not going to pick up. It's going to be quite choppy, especially in the design of this condo, unfortunately. And there's probably concrete walls and things like that where the Wi-Fi isn't strong. So when I realized the Wi-Fi isn't strong enough, you have two choices. Either you call the company, you say, my Wi-Fi isn't strong enough, and they put now 3 to 5 antennas. So a super, super strong Wi-Fi, which is more of the problem that you're trying to minimize, right? So not ideal. You can do that, but it's not ideal. And the other choice is going wired. So you can have an IT company come to your home, wire things up, especially if you have a home office, like most people these days. A lot of people with the pandemic have started working from home. You can have an IT company call them up and you say, you know, I want my router and I want this room to have a plug and every room to have a plug. And then it's just a matter of habit. I don't move that computer around a lot. I have an external monitor. That laptop is pretty much stationary. It stays there. So I have a cable, plug it in, and then call it a day. And the download speeds are incredible, and it's very reliable. Whereas with Wi-Fi, not so much. So that's an extra step. In a lot of businesses, the good news in corporate world, a lot of businesses use Ethernet cables by default because it's kind of how it's done industrially. But again, some people use Wi-Fi when in reality, they don't really move with the computer a lot. So they should, in that case, turn off Wi-Fi and use Ethernet cables.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I use Wi-Fi up here. I'm always complaining about the Wi-Fi being slow up here. I don't move this laptop at all. I don't move this anything in this room. So for me, it makes 100% sense to hardwire everything to give me that you know the power that I need, plus of course emitting or eliminating the EMFs and those type of dangers.
Yeah.
You keep talking about your book. What is the book? Where can we get it? What is it called? Get it to me. I want it.
It's called, you'll love the title, I think. It's called The Non-Tinfoil Guide to EMFs.
You're right.
And really, the title, you know, when I discovered that in 2016, 2017, I said, my God, most people, especially, you know, the crowd that I used to hang out with more, like people in the fitness world, and a lot of people think this is crazy talk. When you say, oh, EMFs, they picture people with tinfoil hats and, oh, it's kind of a fringe topic, but I discovered that it's not. So I was shocked. And I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to title my book this, kind of get people interested and say, no, this is not tinfoil hat speaking. This is like credible science. And a lot of people read it and said, my God, yeah, you got me, Nick. Like, you got me convinced that doesn't mean, I'll eliminate everything when it comes right. to EMFs, but you got me thinking that probably it's a factor in health and should probably look at it. A lot of people who read the book or just follow the free recommendations I have on YouTube and whatnot, start sleeping better. And then they say, my God, yeah. Once you eliminate something, if you eliminate the junk food, then you realize what your baseline used to be, right? And you probably preach on that exactly. So if you eliminate, you say, okay, you know what? I'm going to have a maximum of one fast food meal per week. And you went from like maybe 5 to 1, then you realize, oh my God, my digestion's better. My testosterone is back. And you realize, and for sure, if I asked you while you were eating those 5 meals per week of fast food, how do you feel? Oh, I feel fine, right? That's the average man.
I don't know any better. Yeah.
I feel okay. But then you realize that your okay wasn't that good in reality. So it's the same thing with EMFs. If you go by a process of elimination and start reducing, especially in the bedroom, most people report better sleep and they start having more energy in the morning. So it's just a test that's really worth it. And the book goes into detail about the science, but also about the practical action steps that you can take.
That's amazing. Yeah, I'm definitely going to pick up that book. I got the link for that book up, so I'm going to buy that and get it. And I think everyone else should, because like you said, that when you hear 5G, first thing you think is tinfoil hats. First thing I think is, that's the first thing. But then when I like to educate myself, I like to understand what it's all about. Because if a lot of times it's because people don't know. They just don't know what it is. They don't know. So they just jump on the bandwagon of, oh, okay, that this person talked about it, and or this person said it was a tinfoil type thing or crazy thinking or whatever. And then they just go along with it as opposed to learning themselves. Okay, let me open my mind and understand what this really is and how it's affecting me and how what I can do to eliminate it. Maybe, hey, listen, let me just test this out. Maybe you're still skeptical. Maybe you're listening to this and going, you know what? I don't know, but I'm going to try this. Let me put my phone over here. Let me do this. Let me do some of the things that Nick said. And then you'll see. Then you'll be like, oh, wait a minute. This does make a difference. This happens to me quite a bit with the carbs. Because when I tell guys who are new to my program, I tell them, you got to eat carbs. You have to eat carbs. 3 times a day, you're eating starchy carbs, starchy complex carbs. They're just like, there's no way I can if I do it. I'm like, just trust the process. Once they do it, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm losing weight. My metabolism's kicked up and I'm eating carbs. I'm eating more than I was eating before. I'm like, yes, exactly. Thyroid needs the carbohydrates. Anyways, we're going into something different. But the other great thing about this as well is you have the EMF Hazards Summit coming up, yeah. right? And I think that's another great way not only to get the book, but also to understand more with all of these professionals and experts in the field, right? When is that happening, and how can we attend?
Sure. Well, you're gonna have links to all of it to attend. So that's the EMF Hazards Summit. It's a free summit presented for 4 days between September 30th and October 3rd. These summits are very common, probably even in the fitness space. So you have free talks every day that are presented. You just grab one that maybe you're interested in. We're going to talk about the legal aspect. You're going to hear from attorneys that are talking about it, EMF scientists also. So it's very thorough, and there are 26 presentations that are free and available to the public. So it's an informational event. And if you yourself, you're listening to this interview and say, oh my God, that's interesting. Well, mm-hmm. send the link to people you love and they're going to thank you for it. I mean, this is new stuff and this is not an event talking about some sort of, conspiracy and craziness. Mm-hmm. We're talking about attorneys, scientists, and medical doctors. So these are the experts I've been consulting throughout the years. It's very, very credible. We're not in speculation here. We're talking about it in real terms. What is it doing to your body? What can we do about it? And it's a message that's balanced. You shouldn't go crazy and think that oh, we're going to die from this technology and all this. Well, it's not going to help, but of course, no one is dropping like flies because of cell towers. We would have seen it by now, right? So it's not incident or kind of crazy. Some people tend to put it to the extreme, especially on the internet. There's a lot of extremization of ideas. For example, it might be, oh, carbs are bad. Yeah. You eat one carb, you get fat, right? It's like, well, in certain contexts, maybe they're bad in excess. And like the reality is not as sexy. It takes time to explain and whatnot. So there's certain situations for certain morphologies, for certain people, certain ages, specific sex, right? Mm. But same thing for EMS. It's like, if you realize that EMS are a big problem for you, certain people are more sensitive than others, then do more. If you realize that, oh, I don't feel any of that stuff, well, do the preventative measures that you can and then do a test. And if you realize you sleep better, well, you know what to do in the future. You just develop safer habits around that tech.
Amazing. Nick, the EMF guy, Pinot, where can we find you? We're going to definitely hit the summit because I love summits. I honestly love summits because the amount of information that you can get through summits are incredible. And even if you miss like some of the speakers, you can still have access. You know, there's an ability to get access to all the speakers and then you can listen to it throughout a month or what have you when you're driving or whatever it is. So summits are so important, specifically if you're if you want to educate yourself, if you're information driven, you want to listen to different people talk about the same topic, but in different ways. So, so valuable. Nick, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Really loved finally meeting you because I know you. We've spoken through email many years
ago. Yeah, and many promoted ago. My stuff.
I have 100%. Yes.
Oh, you did promote my nutrition books and whatnot. I used to be called the nutrition nerd, you know.
Yes,
yeah. That was my old I don't know, surname, if you will. But now people can find me to answer your question, theemfguy.com. Everything is there. I have free YouTube videos. I have a podcast around safe technology. So if they want to check me out, it's there. And then there's going to be links to my book and EMF Hazard Summit and whatnot. And if people miss the EMF Hazard Summit, probably you can register to the waiting list. We're going to relaunch it every now and then. So it won't be available for a while, but probably next year. So I hope that people can at least check it out with an open mind and give me feedback. I'd love to hear your feedback of your community on this.
That's amazing. Thanks so much, Nick. I appreciate you being on the show and we'll see you at the summit. I'll also be reading your book. So thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done. And I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.